On the show today, we have a rock star landing in Frisco. Several events have been rescheduled after last weekend's ice storm. And on the show, we have Callie Lewis from GeekBeat TV here to give us a geek's gift guide. This is the Lifestyle Frisco podcast for December 12th, 2014. Okay, so if you haven't already heard, Randy Jackson from the band Zebra is going to be playing at Grover's in Frisco on the 20th. So if you're into classic rock, if you like bands like Zeppelin or Triumph, or you just happen to remember Zebra, the same producer, Don Wisham, who brought Kip Winger to Dallas not long ago, is putting on this show too. So if we can get a good turnout, he'll bring some more great acts to us in the future. Several events have been rescheduled since last weekend's big ice apocalypse, including Breakfast with Santa. That has been rescheduled for the 21st. And the Merry Main Street celebration has been scaled back a little bit. That's going to happen on Friday night. And instead of all of the various activities that were planned, they have scaled that down to just the tree lighting and the kids' Christmas store. So come on out on Friday. The lights are still going in Frisco Square, and there's still going to be some fun family things to do. Now, we are going to get into a gift guide here for geeks. Callie Lewis is joining us. She has been doing this for a long time. She is the host of GeekBeat TV. Callie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Good. Thank you. So tell us what you got. We're going to kind of geek out and talk tech for Christmas.
Yeah. Having nothing to do with Frisco?
Well, it has everything to do with Frisco. We have lots of geeks in Frisco.
Okay.
And we all love our tech for Christmas.
I love Frisco, actually. I used to live there.
Yeah. You should move back.
I know. I miss it. I do. All right. So a couple of items that I think everyone will enjoy. First of all, Springs video cards. So, you know, you do greeting cards for the holidays and everything, birthdays, graduations, whatever. Well, Springs actually has a little video message inside. So when you open up the card, instead of a, you know, trite saying, it'll actually have a video that you load onto it. So, for example, if you want to give one to your grandmother or to your parent, you could have like a little video of the granddaughter or whoever saying, "Hey, Grandma, I miss you. I love you." You know, that kind of thing. And then they could have that to cherish forevermore.
Do we know how long the video can be?
You know, I think it's a file size limit, as opposed to a time limit.
Okay.
Which I don't know off the top of my head, but
okay.
It's pretty lengthy.
So we're not going to put our home movies on there, but just a quick hello.
Correct. Kind of, okay. Yeah. but those are pretty cool. Very, very innovative. My new favorite backpack is the Tilt Energy backpack. It's actually really cool. So it has a battery in the backpack itself. So if you travel a lot, or if you're just out and about, in your daily life, you know, running around to meetings and all of that, this thing is amazing. It has a ton of space in it. And then, so you have a battery in there to charge all of your devices. And then it has little like routing holes throughout the entire bag. So you can route the wire, through to different pockets in the bag. And then you can charge whatever device it is that you need to charge throughout the day. And I love that. Next up, the Rav Power Wireless Media Server.
Yeah. You've seen this. I've seen this, and John's been raving on this thing for a while.
And you know what? It's not just us who likes it. Everybody has been buying them on our recommendations and tweeting at us how much they love it. It's basically a wireless media server. It does a lot, actually. It has like an SD card slot. It serves as a file server and also a Wi-Fi hotspot. So you can basically connect different devices to this and access all your files remotely. It's very, very cool. It's only $45 too.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's a pretty cool little device.
Very good deal. Something fun for just kind of a goofy stocking stuffer, maybe. Glowing radioactive element coasters. Let me explain that. So they're little coasters that are they're pressure sensitive. And when you put a cup on them, they'll glow the color of, you know, their radioactive element that's listed on them. So you've got What's a radioactive element?
Uranium.
Uranium, yes.
I don't know what color uranium is, but that sounds kind of cool.
Whatever color it is supposed to be. And that's just funny. It's fun. It's $20. Very, very simple.
Okay.
And then if you have a, like if you're an iPad or iPad mini user or anything like that, the Spec Handy Shell is actually really, really cool. It's a just a case to go on your iPad. And it's $36 for the mini, and it just it has this handle on it. So normally, I don't really like handles on my cases, but this one is really cool because it kind of is stable enough for you to hold and look at your iPad if you're walking around with your iPad, or if you need to just hand hold it. It's kind of hard to explain over audio. You kind of have to see it to believe it, but you can find all my suggestions at geekbeat.tv/gifts.
Yeah, and we'll put a link to that in the show notes for sure. Yeah. So that sounds like a pretty good device, especially for those of us that are a little on the clumsy side.
Exactly.
We do things like spill our coffee in the morning.
I witnessed something. Devices. It's somebody else. It wasn't you.
Okay, so we will we'll include a link to the gift guide on GeekBeat. If you guys haven't watched the show, I'm sure most of you have seen it by now. But if you haven't, just go out to geekbeat.tv. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Where else can they see you?
Roku, TiVo, pretty much anywhere and everywhere.
Roku, TiVo, all those places.
Yeah, can actually see us in Arby's and Taco Bell, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oddly enough.
I haven't been into an Arby's or Taco Bell in a while,
Good
but the
you.
Next time
Good
I am, I will look. And you guys go out, and if nothing else, just hit your Roku or YouTube and search for GeekBeat, and you will find them.
Yeah. And so. Hey, you promised a rock star. When's he coming in?
Randy Jackson. Yeah,
oh,
that's what we were talking
nice.
About at the beginning. Randy Jackson from Zebra is going to be here on the 20th.
Did I miss that?
Yeah,
that was
my
that?
First announcement, but that's
okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Dope.
That's okay. We'll get you a ticket and we'll make you go rock out with us. All right, now we're going to get into some of the highlights from the coming weekend events roundup. And bringing that to us this weekend, every week, is our editor-in-chief, Wendy.
Hey, guys. We are super happy that everybody is thawing out now. But with the weather this past week, like Scott mentioned, we have a lot of holiday events that have been rescheduled. One of those is It's a Wonderful Life in Newman Village. Newman Village is a neighborhood off of El Dorado on the north side of Frisco. And they're doing all kinds of fun things in their common kind of central park area, like sledding, face painting, ice skating rink, horse carriage rides, all kinds of fun stuff. Like Scott mentioned, the 23rd annual Merry Main Street will be going on also, but it has been reduced in size, so kind of check what's going on online before you head out there. And as always, every night Skate the Square goes on from 4 p.m. until I don't know, till close. I think, what time did they close Skate the Square?
I don't know.
Around 10 p.m.?
Nine
or ten every night.
Until
the fun runs out. Or the ice gets sloshed away.
Or people can't feel their toes anymore
exactly.
and start falling over.
Exactly. And they start hitting paparellas. When paparellas runs out of popcorn, I think.
I think that's a good closing time.
Yeah.
When the snacks run out. The Brems are rescheduled also from last Friday night. They will be live at Crossroads Winery. And then also on Friday night is our own Texas Legends basketball team at the Dr. Pepper Arena. But the biggest thing that I personally am excited about on Friday is the grand opening of the Frisco Gun Club. They're doing a 10 a.m. opening with a ceremonial ribbon shooting, which I cannot wait to witness. I think that'll be super awesome. There'll be giveaways and drawings and all kinds of fun things going on at the Frisco Gun Club grand opening ceremony. Also, on Saturday, we've got the 4th Annual Polar Express Pajama Party. You can check out our website for information on that and how to get tickets. Basketball, again, happens on Saturday night. And then on Monday and Tuesday, Stonebriar Mall, I know that we've been advertising this on our website every week in the weekend roundup, but I just think it's so awesome that Stonebriar is doing pet night with Santa every Monday night, and then Tuesday nights are PJ Tuesdays with Santa, so your kids can come in their pajamas, which I think is super cute as well. And then one more basketball game next Wednesday, the 18th. All of these are at home in the Dr. Pepper Arena, and the Texas Legends will be playing the Springfield Armor on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So we have lots of stuff going on.
I mean, 'tis the season.
All the way up until Christmas, we have things. Oh, and one other thing. Sorry, this kind of slipped my notes here, but I definitely want to mention this. The toy drive for the troops is ongoing through December the 16th at the Christmas in the Square location, where you can drop off new unwrapped toys or clothing items for kids that are children of troops who are overseas and may have difficulty getting presents to their children.
So yeah, I think there's several places around the city where people can drop things off, but I know inside of Paparella's I saw a box
for donations.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely one place you can go. Now, as we're doing the podcast this morning, I've been keeping an eye on Twitter. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at LS Frisco. But I just saw Skate the Square. They have their own Twitter account.
Oh,
at
awesome.
Skate
yes.
the Square. Imagine yeah. that. And they are doing a limited time 2-for-1 deal. So if you go out to twitter.com/skatethesquare and look for the mention of that 2-for-1 deal, they've got a link to a coupon that you can actually just show on your mobile device and you can go skating for 2-for-1.
No time limit on that? It's not.
It
like
is for a limited
Friday?
Time, but there's not enough room in the tweet for them to say how limited.
Okay.
So I just go
cool.
out and check
so
it out.
Download
and see what
it
you
and
find.
See what happens.
I tell you what, we'll look it up and we'll put that in the show notes as well. So hit the post, and we'll have the information.
I might try
there.
That, but you might want to roll the camera just in case I break my foot.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. The Skate the Square Good is YouTube. Awesome now, especially with the extra ice. So if anyone hasn't experienced it yet, now is the time to take advantage.
Yeah.
Super cold and super awesome.
And it's going to warm up again this week, so they're going to probably be having a hard time keeping the rink frozen
again.
As they did when it first opened. But, yeah, we'll try to drag Callie up there, and maybe all three of us will get out. And
oh, gosh.
We'll have a contest to see who falls down first. All right, guys, that is it for this week in the Frisco Podcast. As always, we're going to tell you to keep shopping small. There's a lot of local businesses around Frisco. Just go to lifestylefrisco.com/shopping for a whole list of local businesses that you can do some of your Christmas shopping at. Look for the weekend events roundup a little later in the day. And as always, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lifestylefrisco. Or if you want to subscribe to the podcast, just go to lifestylefrisco.com/friscopodcast. That's actually frisco-podcast.
So I have to add one more thing because I know this is an issue. I'm sorry. I have to add one more thing because I know this is an issue for almost every single Frisco lady. There's a post coming out later today, that I've written, 15 fantastic ways to move your elf. So be on the lookout for that.
Move my what?
Hide your elf on the shelf. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be looking for that.
Yeah, that post will be live by the time you guys hear this, so... Yeah, if you're looking for ways to freak your kids out, we've got you hooked up.
We got it.
Merry Christmas. That's it for today. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.